Steph, back on the Americas, if we may. I have been interviewing quite a few people this year, and they're saying that people are shipping early. And we've just had some data out from Descartes as well, and we've got a 15.7% jump in March volumes year on year now. It's not apples and slightly apples and pears comparison, because it's not exactly the same this year to last year, and the Lunar New Year was different, etc. But are we seeing people shipping early, and what does this mean for the peak season?
Yeah, I do think there are a lot of dynamics right now driving this, and there will be a likelihood of an early peak season for sure. I mean, you've got longer transit times around Africa. You've got just the general need for restocking, which is great for the industry. You've got the Baltimore blow to the East Coast. You've got, the continual Panama Canal drought and obviously the ILA labor situation. And I do think there is a big fear of the possibility that Trump could win and that he would put these, these giant tariffs in place that would be disastrous.
Those tariffs, just for anyone listening, what we know so far, we've got this threat of a universal 10% import tariff and 60% plus on imports into the US from China. So, I mean, the elections are in November. If you're signing a one-year contract now, this is in play, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, it might mean lower MQCs. It might mean different declining allocations toward the end of the year. I mean, a tariff that high is so extreme and would dramatically curtail, if not stop, certain imports, certainly a lot of consumer goods, especially low-value consumer goods, being imported from China at all. Or it would, the only other choice would be to dramatically increase the purchase price for the consumer, which could drive inflation, which could drive recession. It's a very scary thought.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.